This is program number LW2655. Well, do you know her? I'm talking about Linda. Linda is a 23-year-old housewife who grew jealous of her husband. Hi, this is Larry West. You see, Paul was a lawyer, and Paul began talking more and more about Kathy, an unmarried colleague in his law firm. The result? Jealousy. It's that green monster that sneaks into a lot of our houses these days. Is it something we can control, or must we just give in to it? What do you think? Well, take another look at Linda. Linda saw Kathy at her husband's law firm's Christmas party one night, and here's what Linda said about her. Linda said, "She's not the kind of woman Paul would find physically attractive." But, she confessed, "they talked and laughed together all evening. And when we got home, I exploded. Paul apologized for neglecting me at the party, but he couldn't understand why I was so upset. All he could say was, 'Kathy's smart and interesting, and I learn a lot from her.' Surely you don't think I'm in love with her, do you?" And Linda says that she told her husband, "No, she knew that he wasn't in love with her." And it was then that Paul asked her, "Then what are you jealous about?" And Linda admitted that she didn't know. She couldn't say why she was jealous. That's the way jealousy is, you know. Jealousy doesn't know how to reason. Jealousy doesn't make sense. But his question stuck in Linda's mind. What was she jealous about? If she really believed that her husband was not in love with the other woman, what was she jealous about? Well, as she continued to ask herself that question, she began to get a little insight on herself. She admitted to herself that she wasn't as informed as she ought to be able to carry on a conversation with her husband in those areas that were particularly interesting to him and his profession as a lawyer. So, you know what she did? She took a positive step. She took an education course in law. In other words, she was determined that she was going to be able to talk to him about those areas that really interested him. And that's why he had been attracted to his female colleague. So now Linda was determined to learn what she could so that she could get into that area of his life that was of most importance to him. And you know what happened? Linda said that as a result, Paul began to confide in her. He began to tell her of his own feelings of inadequacy, his frustrations, and he began to go to her for help in those professional areas of his life. You see, jealousy sparked improvement in their marriage. And it can spark you, in case you're having the problem, to do exactly what you need to do to overcome it. You know, jealousy wears all kinds of masks. Husbands feel it toward their wives and vice versa. Children feel it toward their playmates. Parents feel it toward their children. And what seems to be more numerous than what we'd like to think, there are a lot of new fathers who feel jealous because their wives are giving more attention to the new baby than it seems that they are themselves getting. You know where jealousy comes from? It comes from self-doubt, where a person feels he's not adequate. He's not up to par. He isn't good enough to be able to compete in that particular area. If you'll notice, there's not a person alive who can wallow in his tears of self-pity one moment without setting himself up for this green monster's attack the next. Jealousy. To overcome jealousy, we've got to find those areas in our own lives where we don't feel quite adequate, you know, and determine that we're going to do something to overcome them, whether it be to take a college course, as Linda did, or whatever. We've got to admit the fears and then tackle the thing head on and handle it. And we've got to do it before that green monster smothers us. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. The Bible says that jealousy enrages a man. You know what it'll do? It'll make a fool out of him. Take control. Don't let it make a fool out of you. Take control. And you know, to take control demands you make a decision about it. Make a decision that you will take control. Make up your mind about it. Make up your mind and you can do it. I've written a pamphlet called What Controls Your Life? What Controls Your Life? It's free. Write me for it, care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.